VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ugandan police said on Sunday they have rescued an American woman and her driver who had been kidnapped by gunmen in a national park on April 2nd. On Twitter, the police said the two are in good health and in the safe hands of security officials. Ugandan security teams had been hunting down the gunman, who had demanded a $500,000 ransom after kidnapping the American Kim Endicott and her Ugandan guide in the Queen Elizabeth National Park, popular with tourists. It's a protected area near the porous border with Congo. It remains unclear if a ransom was paid. Appeals by the United Nations for a humanitarian ceasefire Sunday in the Libyan capital went largely unheeded, as forces loyal to Eastern Libyan military commander General Khalifa Haftar appeared to gain more ground against opposing militias and forces loyal to the National Unity Government of Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A spokesman for forces loyal to internationally recognized Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj said Sunday his men had launched a counteroffensive to push back Haftar forces. Mohamed Kanunu says Libyan armed forces loyal to Sarraj have launched Operation Volcano of Rage to purge Libyan towns and cities of those attacking the unity government and to push those forces back. He says a number of Haftar's men have been captured west of Tripoli along with their weaponry, and that their positions, including Highway Bridge 27 west of the city, have been retaken.
Arab media have been showing residents of neighborhoods near the capital cheering as Haftar's forces entered. This is VOA News. A war monitor.